coined from a good conscience. The gift, Christian joy, is the gift from God flowing from a good conscience. And we rejoice because God is with us. Because God so loved the world, you and me, that he is sending his only son to be among us, to bring us to himself. And that is the source of all rejoicing. That him, he is the source of all our joy. And we are grateful for that. Perhaps in the midst of this pandemic, perhaps in the turmoil that the nation is now, the world, division, chaos, personal crisis, financial crisis, you name it. But to have a Christian joy means to have God, even in the midst of those tribulations, to have the presence of God, to be there with him, because he's always there with us. He is coming, but it is up to me to allow myself to receive him, to welcome him. So in this Gaudete Sunday, we ask for the grace so that we may be present, that we may not miss him. Because again, he's coming, but that we may be able to receive him in our hearts. And this is what we celebrate. We rejoice because he is near. His coming is near. In today's gospel, the question to all of us is, what should we do? What should we do? What do we need to do to prepare our hearts for Jesus? Perhaps you are growing anxious because the list for all the gifts that you have to purchase is not getting any shorter. Perhaps the Christmas decorations, the food that you're going to prepare, etc., etc. Perhaps you have more people coming to visit you this Christmas, whatever that may be. What should you do to receive him? What should we do as a church? Advent is a time of preparation. What am I doing to better prepare myself, my heart, to receive him? Well, God is asking us to be ready, to rejoice. And Paul gives us the answer in the letter that we heard today. He gives us the answer. How should I rejoice? And he gives us 3 points. Number one, he says, don't be anxious. Have no anxiety. There's a lot of things happening in the world within us. Perhaps you're dealing with an illness. Perhaps you're in pain at this moment. But God is asking us to rejoice because, again, to rejoice means to be with him because he is with us. It's simply to say, here I am, Lord. Today we celebrate a beautiful feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady, our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe said, here I am. Let it be done according to your will. In other words, she said, no anxiety. I trust in you. She was afraid. You're going to be pregnant, and then you're going to give birth to the Son of God. Really? Fine. Even in the midst of that mission, I rejoice. Because God is with me and I am with my God. That's the definition of joy. So my dear friends, whatever you're dealing with, again, perhaps right now you are worried because things are not going well. Perhaps you lost a loved one during this year. To rejoice means to be there with God, to allow his presence and his grace to dwell within you, because he is here. Have no anxiety. Secondly, Paul tells us, pray. I rejoice because God is with me. Therefore, I keep that encounter with him in prayer. As Paul tells us, pray. So I invite you that, again, if you're going through a difficult crisis, just go to Jesus. What should you do? Go to prayer. What should you do? Go to confession if you need to. That's the invitation today. And thirdly, Paul says, first, have no anxiety, pray, and be grateful. To have an attitude of gratitude. To be grateful for the many blessings, and yes, to be grateful for those illnesses, for that pain. I'm grateful for that because God is doing something with that. And again, our Blessed Mother teaches us a beautiful lesson that we should all learn from her, that we may be able to say, "Here I am, Lord. I want to do your will." As we approach this holy banquet, let us ask Our Lady of Guadalupe to help us to trust in God more, to rejoice because He is here. He's coming to all of us. Even in the midst of those crises, He is our God. He is the one that can transform us unto Him. May our Blessed Mother help us to say yes, so that we may go out there and others may see the work that God has done in us and the work that He wants to do through us. May God bless us all. And finally, let me ask you a question. What vestments am I wearing tonight? What color is this? Those are my good Catholics. This is what I'm talking about. Thank you. Great. This is rose because Jesus rose from the dead and He didn't pink from it. So great job. Thank you. Please stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.